The Chief Executive Officer of the Ghana Chamber of Mines, Dr. Tony Orben, has been explaining the impact of the falling price of gold on the international market on the Ghanaian economy. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Dr. Orben said developing countries do not have control over the world price of gold, but explained that it can be managed by restricting supply in order to increase demand.
It's actually the sharpest fall in 30 years. If you look at 2011, gold price went as far up as 1,800, between 1,800 1,900 an ounce. And then in June this year, 2013, it fell to 1,120. So you can see the huge fall within a short period. And if you look at even 2012, it was up to 1,700. And then in June, it fell to 1,120. It is not quite clear what the causes of these fall are. But we need to note that the mining business, like any other business, has its own ups and downs. It's a cyclical business. You can see a bull period. You can see a period where prices rally up and then a period where they go down. It is rather unknown how long they take to go up and how long they take to fall. Generally, it is not easy to understand why these things do happen. However, the kind of reasons that are given are quite interesting. First, they look at it from the behavior of some other economies. You know, gold as a metal is worthless. It is just a heavy block of some things. It is the value that we give to it that really changes it. So in times when economies such as that of the U.S. and Europe are not doing well, people want to buy gold as a kind of a store of value, as a safe haven. And you can see that in the last 7 years, we have seen the U.S. economy doing so badly. So investors prefer to buy gold in those times.
Dr. Orben lauded the efforts of the Presidential Task Force on Mining to bring sanity into the industry. He said people who want to go into mining should follow due procedure so that they do not find themselves at the wrong side of the law.
As a country, we should discourage illegal mining. We want to encourage legal small-scale mining, and that is why I support the effort by government to try and take off illegality in the system. Some people think that it takes too long for them to regularize themselves, to register. But there's a reason for the due processes to be followed, and we should encourage them to follow that rather than do the illegal things and then, you know, find themselves in the situation which, really unfortunate situation, which we read about in Prasso and surrounding villages.
So far, are you satisfied with the operations against illegal mining?
I think they're doing well. I think a few lapses, we hear all kinds of things, but by and large, the resolute position taken by government to stop illegality, for me, it's not the mining which is an issue. It is more the illegality, and I think Ghanaians must understand it from that point, that this is an attempt to stop something that is not within the law.
That was the CEO of the Ghana Chamber of Mines, Dr. Tony Orben.